Sorry, Marge. Marge is in Whitehall now. Bob in Washington, glad you enjoyed the music today. And Linda, also playing along today. And Collier. Have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and our own SLBRadio.org/radio.
The world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens gone, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall in blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. I hope the days that light bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. Smell the garden in your hay. Take the train from Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Colored curtains singing the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped gilet buds we can wear at home. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? We're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.
She aren't. And the Marrakesh Express kicking off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we've got a brigade charade puzzle that we are going to play in just a few moments. You know, we welcome calls from kids, adults, and everybody in between. Did you call as a brigadier when you were a kid? You may well have. We hear from adults that listened with their families all the time. And while you don't hear as many kids on the radio these days, and I'll tell you why in a moment, we still have kids participating with their parents. Sometimes we get texts from parents that relay guesses from kids. Sometimes we'll talk to kids off the air. The reason you don't hear as many voices on the radio from kids, maybe think about that for a minute. Do you know why? I think you probably do. It's part of how the world has changed in the years since we've begun back in 1978. For the most part, houses don't have telephones anymore. People do. But the times when somebody between the age of maybe 5 and 13 could go to the phone in the kitchen or in the family room and pick it up and call us are for the most part no longer there, because phones are associated with people rather than households, and there often isn't a way. And also, we communicate so much by text these days. We'll give you our number to use for texting us and our phone number in the event you would like to call us, as you're always welcome to, coming up as we get ready to play Brigade Charades momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Our doors are open starting at 10 o'clock today. You can stop by and see how all of this comes together. It's part of Remake Learning Days. There's no admission. You can come and join us at our studios and Youth Media Center. And after 12 noon, when the Saturday Light Brigade ends its broadcast, we will still be open until 2 o'clock, so you can come anytime. Between noon and 2, we'll have studio tours, and it will be my pleasure to greet you, as will it be for Ricky, as we see you anytime today, May 17th, as we celebrate Remake Learning Days, starting at 10 a.m. and continuing until 2. Now, it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. This week, we're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is leftovers. Leftovers. Syllable one, 500 sheets. Syllable two, primary. Syllable three, German article. And that should lead to a three-syllable word. Remember, when playing charades, spelling does not count, as is the case here. Once again, the clue is leftovers. A three-syllable word. The first syllable, 500 sheets. The second syllable, primary. And the third syllable, German article. German article. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck.
Well, the lights are on, it's time to go. Gotta hit stage for another show. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. I started out all by myself, but I'm lucky now that I found some help to knock the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they don't care. But now is the time, we have to do things right. So we're knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. From the CHI to the STL, I was born to raise a ruckus and do it well. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Take a jazz band with a country beat. It's Midwestern swing for your dancing feet. You're gonna knock the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Well, have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they don't care. But now is the time, we have to do things right. So we're knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Newspaper man said it couldn't be done, but I lived it, I wrote it in a song I sung. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. This ain't your mama and your daddy's Midwest. We have what it takes to stand the test. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they just don't care. But now do bum don't be
oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Honey, through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Well, they've all had their quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, a singing a song, side by side. We'll see that sun in the morning, just peeking over the hill. I'll bet you're sure it always has, and it always will. Well, that's how I feel about someone. And somebody feels sure in love with each other, and that's the way it's gonna be. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along and sing this song side by side. Oh, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow.
That's a song I remember singing with the Cub Scouts during, I think it was about 5 months that I was a Cub Scout. It wasn't very long. Mrs. Fitchwell would know for sure. I think it was about less than 18 months, but not very long. But I remember singing that song. There you heard it sung by a man with two first names, Guy Mitchell, side by side, preceded by Pokey Lafarge, knocking the dust off the old rust belt tonight. I can't believe Election Day is this coming Tuesday. Here in Pennsylvania, the primary is Tuesday. That really happened quickly. Thank you to everybody who is working at polling places, the constables, the inspectors, the judges, all of those folks. And Ricky and me will be there. It's been quite a few. It's a long day that we've done it, but every time we've done it, but it's important to do what you can. What made me think of it is not just the calendar, but primary is one of the clues in our Brigade Charade puzzle. The clue is leftovers. We're looking for a three-syllable word that answers the clue leftovers. Syllable one, 500 sheets. Syllable two, primary. It's also the only state that has a one-syllable name. Syllable three, German article. German article. 412-200-5975. By telephone or text if you think you know the correct answer. Hello to Rick, who is back from Vietnam in Highland Park. And I'm happy to have you back. And he mentions that this is a great way to start the day after having significant jet lag. We're grateful that you're with us, Rick. Thank you for your email. A correct answer from Kathy in Tynesta. And Mike and Myers, who notes that it's great to have a landline for times like those we've had recently with the storms. Susie in Alexandria, Virginia has the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield has the right answer, as does Russ and Kang. I suspect that Sharon and Kang also had a hand in that. Bruce and Ingram came up with it. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer, as did Bob in Washington. And it looks like John in Berkeley Springs in West Virginia this morning also came up with the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless, who joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
A little stressful week, but otherwise A-okay.
I don't want to pry, but anything?
We have Fios, and for some reason it went out, and we don't have a cell phone. You know, we're one of the 1%, but the wrong 1%. And so we couldn't contact Fios that there was something wrong. We couldn't. The internet wasn't working. And then finally we went to Northland Library, and you can check out a hotspot. That's like a wireless thing. So
yeah,
we checked it out. We're back. We were able to get back on the internet. My wife finally found where you connect through the internet, and they did a chat system, and we're back up. I wasn't expecting to be talking to you this morning.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're explaining this. I suspect other libraries also have hotspots. So you needed, what did you connect to the hotspot? I guess, do you have a phone?
You just plug it in and away it goes.
And did it come with a phone to connect, or were you able to get?
No, it's just a little box, and it's just, you just plug it in. I mean, you can buy them or rent them or whatever from like Verizon, T-Mobile. A lot of people get them to go on vacation.
Yeah, gosh, what do you do in a without that? It's not like you're going to go to a phone booth and let them know that things aren't working. I almost, you know, we only lost power for about 9 hours during the recent storm, but I almost went out and started the car to charge one of our cell phones because it was running low on batteries, and that just seemed like a laughable thing to do. It wasn't that important at the time, but it is tough because you have some sort of backup for your phone, right? But it only works, right? Don't they give you a little battery that is supposed to power your phone, but not for very long?
Well, it's almost like a catch-22 situation, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well,
anyway, but
sometimes I'm glad. So. I'm glad things are better. I'm glad we're talking, and
it's not a big problem in the scheme of things, though.
No.
You know what I mean? With all the problems in the world, it's just a very minor problem.
Well, I was talking earlier, and it's also Verizon in our case, where the lip sync somehow got off on our television. Radio doesn't have those problems. With radio, you generally don't have to worry about that. So
right.
That's a good thing. Well, you came up with the answer. What did you get?
Well, I got remainder.
Indeed.
But I thought of remnant first.
Hmm.
And, but the 500 was the ream.
Right.
Although now I go to the store and there's not 500, there's 400. So I think
they're
reducing the size.
They've downsized the ream.
Well, the price was good, and I pick it up, and then I look, and there's only 400 sheets instead of 500 sheets in it.
That just doesn't. So. That's like turning a dozen into 10, which I'm sure somebody might be doing.
And then the second one was primary, but because there's the election, I'm thinking the word general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was the German article, I started to think of Lederhosen. So I had to kind of wing it and just go re something, and I came over the remainder.
General Lederhosen sounds like, you know, a military hero. General Lederhosen had this to say today.
Well, you know, primary, you know, as you use it, it's like the main thing. But then in the election, it's like a secondary thing.
Good
It's not
point.
The main event. So it's like a word that kind of has two contradicting meanings.
You're right. It's like the primary election. If we called the main election, the secondary election, that would not make any sense. You know, first we have the primary, the secondary, then the tertiary election. No, you're right.
Well, that reminds me. One time I was in Ohio driving on like a secondary highway, and I looked at the, you know, the route number, and I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but let's say it's right in front of me it says 36 east, and right above it it says 36 west.
I know, so right? I know where that is.
I was going, and I'm thinking, well, am I near Yellow Springs, Ohio, you know? Because you know what's in Yellow Springs, Ohio?
Antioch, among others.
Right.
But, yeah.
And do you know who went to college at Antioch, Ohio? Antioch College?
Not Schrodinger. No, I don't know. I was going to say Schrodinger, from Schrodinger's cat, an equation. Antioch, 36. Oh, not, I don't know.
Rod Sterling.
Rod Sterling went to Antioch? I had
and
no...
And when I saw those directions like that, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. And, you know, you think like, well, maybe Rod Sterling, if he was alive today, and he was writing an episode, the person's driving down the road, and he sees that sign where you're going in two different directions in the same in the same direction, and the guy thinks, geez, I'm in the Twilight Zone. And then his GPS says, you're on your own. You're in the Twilight Zone.
I'll go you one more. There's a town, because Ricky and I were driving through Ohio recently. There is a town called Willoughby. You remember the Willoughby episode of the Twilight Zone? The nice heavenly town of Willoughby. but I know where that 36 is.
And, well, I'm not sure if it's 36. It's just, I just... I can't remember the number.
Somebody who lives near there or who drives for a living will probably know that. But I think you're right.
As I thought about it, I thought, well, if I made a U-turn and I went in the other direction, what would the two signs say? Would they say the same thing?
You never know. You never know.
Except maybe one's on top and one's on the bottom. You know, like the real direction is on top. In the wrong directions on the bottom.
In a world where no directions make sense. Well, Tom, thanks. Remainders,
okay.
It is. And we gave you the clue, 500 sheets. That's a ream. Primary is Maine. And I mentioned the only one-syllable state, which is Maine. And the German article, words like the, and an... are articles in language. In German, the articles include das, D-A-S, D, D-I-E, and der. So that's how we got that. Riem, main, der. So well done. And there are a few additional correct answers that I need to acknowledge. Rich in Freeport came up with the correct answer, as did Marge in Whitehall, and John in Berkeley Springs, and Zach in Pittsburgh, Bob in Washington, and as mentioned before, John and Addie in East Deer, and Bruce and Ingram, Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina, Tommy in Virginia, Susie in Alexandria, Mike and Mars and Kathy in Tyonesta. Susie points out that in Pittsburgh, the primary for the mayoral race often ends up being the primary election or the main election. And she is correct. Thank you. was hoping you'll stop by and visit later today for Remake Learning Days. Our studios and Youth Media Center are open for an open house. Doors open at 10 o'clock. You can watch the radio program. You can say hello on the radio. It's up to you. We have a lot of fun planned, live music as well. And then at noon, the fun continues until 2 o'clock. Although we will no longer be on the radio, you can come by and chat, see the studios and radio station, and simply have a lot of fun. Join us between 10 and 2. For more information, you can go to slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. From SLB Radio Productions.
I'm on a lonely road and I'm traveling, 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 looking for some things, what can it be? I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh yes, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna laugh along, I wanna belong to the living, alive, alive. I wanna get up and jive, I wanna wrap my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Take a chance, maybe find some ever loving sweet romance with me, baby.
Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade, not the real estate company, the artist, with All I Want. Get ready, our haiku for the day is coming up. And it will be fun to see if you're able to come up with the answer to our haiku. That's right around the corner.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Ricky is auditing the Haiku. Oh, I've been given a thumbs up. Excellent. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, quality is more than just a word. It's an adjective. Okay, Ben Opie is listening and playing along this morning. Earlier today, I somehow missed this. He just added this. We were looking for words that are still words. They have to contain the letter B. And they're still words when you take away all of the B's in the word. Like bread becomes read or bride becomes ride. He has one of the best I've seen. Bib. The word bib becomes I. Ben, that's great. Tony is playing too. Tony Tree Live with Bear Box Brim. Bad and Bat. And Susan. Good morning, Susan. Shabby becomes Shay. Sobby becomes Soy. Bled becomes Led. Bread becomes Ben. Oh, wow. There's a few here that I missed. Let me just check. Oh, Sam added a few, too. Including bleach becoming leech. Here is our high clue. Zeb, Esther, Mom, Dad, and seven siblings comprise this TV household. Zeb, Esther, Mom, Dad, and seven siblings comprise this TV household. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can join us by telephone or text. You can also use 1-888-752-7234. New music from Eliza Gilkison.
At the end of the day, when the sun continues on its way, there's nothing we'd rather do than sing a song to you. The first robin will sing to tell us of the coming spring. The seasons change, sing a song to you. The wind plays different melodies upon the grasses and runs through everything, and all the words ring true when we sing a song to you. At the end of the day, when the sun continues on its way, there's nothing we'd rather do than sing a song to you.
Talk safely here inside. This heart as big as the river is wide. See, and we get 'em high and we get 'em low. We get 'em high and we get 'em low. We only get these days, you know. So we get 'em high, we get 'em low. When I die, they say my soul will be free. So rest my head, let my body sleep. Bury me under that maple tree, so I can stay with ones that love me. Oh, baby, like you do. And if you ever need me, call my name. If I need you, love, I'll do the same. I will whisper to you in the wind and the rain, and come back for you again and again. And we get 'em high and we get 'em low. We get 'em high and we get 'em low. We only get these days, you know. So we get 'em high, we get 'em low. We only get these days, you know. So we get 'em high, we get 'em low.
That is Ime live on SLB from March 31st, 2018. And Eliza Gilkison with Song to You. Before that, hello to Barb and Oakmont, Kathy and Ty and Nesta, Rich and Freeport, Jim and Crafton Heights, Russ and King, Tommy and Virginia. Oh, he's making toast. Oh, very nice. Very nice bread. Nice to get a picture of. He went through a phase with the Brady Bunch, but eventually came up with the correct answer. Addie and East Deer. Also got it. Mm-hmm. Tom went through a phase with the Partridge Family, and eight is enough. And then he was wondering, was it eight is enough or eight is not enough? He thought of cheaper by the dozen, but eventually came up with the answer that we were looking for. Bruce and Ingram also got it. And that gets us up to date. What is it? It is our high clue. Zeb, Esther, Mom, Dad, and seven siblings comprise this TV household. We'll leave it open for a few more moments in the event that you would like to play along. Susie got it too, I do believe. 412-200-5975.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Give you just another moment or two to share the correct answer. And this is the kind, you may have gotten this immediately. I think it's one, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. Ralph came up with the correct answer. And how about you? 412-200-5975. TV show that aired on CBS television for many years, based on the true stories, although often fictionalized a bit, by Earl Hamner Jr., who narrated the program. He wrote a book in 1961 where the family's name was Spencer rather than the name that's eponymous with the TV series we're looking for. It's a program that ended up on television for 9 seasons with 6 television movies thereafter, debuting on the full schedule in 1972. Ending in 1980 with 6 TV movies in 1982. And there was Ike and Cora Beth. And those Baldwins. Patrick and Stanton Heights. A charge to you. Sorry I missed you and your family last week, I understand. You were here as part of Remake Learning Days to make a recording in our studios. David is in Oil City. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you very much.
Now, this one, you know, it either comes to you immediately and it gives you a flashback, or maybe you had to think for a bit. Which was it for you?
As soon as you said Earl Hamner Jr., I knew it was the Waltons.
You have got it, the Waltons. And I've never read his book, but I kind of would like to, because I understand he's a great writer. He sure was a great narrator for the show.
Yes, he did.
Have you read his work?
No, I've never read anything of his. Just watched this TV series growing up.
Yeah, I really, I loved
fact,
the show.
My sister and I, I'm sorry, yes, in fact, my sister and I, from time to time, she's an hour away from me. We texted the evening, it's always, good night, John boy.
I think we went through a phase where a lot of us were saying good night, John boy, like that.
Yes, or Mary Ellen or whoever, yes.
I'm told, and I can't quite figure it out, but that there was a rhythm to it. Like you began by saying goodnight, like the oldest child said goodnight to the oldest adult. The oldest adult said goodnight to the next oldest kid. But there's some pattern. But
yes, you're right. I think there was.
Yeah, I sure don't. I don't know. I'm looking to see. I remember when researching the puzzle, thinking there might have been a way that they chose to do that. But I'll see if I can find it. Are you out and about this morning doing anything special?
Unfortunately, we're having a cleaning session at church. One of our good parishioners passed away here unexpectedly last week, and we are in the middle of a couple of projects at the church, and we're scrambling to get things cleaned up in time for the funeral on Tuesday.
Well, it's wonderful that you're able to do that, and my condolences to you and the congregation.
May I just say something about this gentleman? Back in the day, when Fred Rogers would go off the set and go into the neighborhood, he would be there to do the audio for it on location.
Oh, can we mention his name?
Oh, yes, Doug Suhr. That's S-U-H-R. A lot of folks in the Pittsburgh area keep doing the TV commercials and film shoots would have known him.
Well, it's, again, my sympathy, and I'm sure a lot of people would know him. Douglas Henry Suhr, I see
Suhr.
Here. Or Suhr. No, only, yes. Only 66. That's,
yes.
That's really young. And I,
yes, it
again,
is.
My sympathy to you. I hope you're able to be of service to him today. And his family, David. I appreciate appreciate your letting us know that.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much. And keep in touch.
It's great talking with you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too, David. And again, thank you. I really appreciate your letting us know. I know there are listeners that probably know Doug Suhr and his work. He died on May 12th at Allegheny General. Now I'm in search of the rules of the Walton goodnight. Bill in Homer City got the correct answer. Okay, I don't know how authoritative this is going to be, but it's on the internet, so it must be reasonably authoritative. Did I mention Bill in Homer City knew the Waltons? He did. Well done, Bill. And let's see, I've got a couple other notes here. Russ writes, Earl Hamner was the writer-producer of the Waltons and also the narrator of the show. And he wrote 8 episodes of Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone. So here, just had this in front of me a moment ago. The nightly ritual involved the family saying goodnight to each other before bed, with the order varying slightly from episode to episode, but typically went goodnight, Elizabeth. I think that was John to his daughter, Elizabeth. Goodnight, Daddy. Goodnight, John Boy. Goodnight, Mama. Goodnight, Mary Ellen. Goodnight, Jim Bob. Earl Hamner Jr. Said this was inspired by his own family's bedtime routine. I'm not understanding the pattern, but I did find a clip. Let's take a listen.
Everybody quiet down now and get some sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night.
Good night, Jim Bob.
I'm glad we did that, if only for the harmonica clip at the end. I forgot about that. Congratulations if you came up with the Waltons, the correct answer to this morning's high clue. We'll have another chance for you too. Our next Saturday Light Brigade Charge coming up in our next hour. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start at the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. And lots of internet radio stations and streaming services as listed at slbradio.org/radio. Plus by phone at 631-359-8728.
If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Well, I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons, oh my, coffee grounds. do the dishes. Don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Lies a formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again.
The Plate Scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade and their Dirty Dishes, which hopefully will not become our Dirty Dishes. The song is simply called Dishes. And the album, coincidentally and conveniently enough, is called Dishes. The Soundhound is going to be here in just a few moments.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Hope Gladfelter, a student at Sun Valley High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Original Theater Workshop hosted by the Arts and Athletics Club at the Exeter Mall on May 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. This Original Theater Workshop is aimed to teach participants the basics of theater, including writing a skit, rehearsing, and performing. Students will learn skills in communication, teamwork, confidence, and more. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event, and I hope to see many young students enjoying theater in the same way I do. To learn more about this Original Theater Workshop, visit www.remakelearningdays.org/Original Theater Workshop. This Original Theater Workshop is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
And don't forget our own Remake Learning Days event today, an open house between 10 and 2. Our studios are located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. on the north side. And to visit our studios, it is 100% free, and we'd love to see you. Ricky and I will be here until 2 o'clock today. You can be part of our live broadcast, or you can join us live on the radio. I guess that's the same as being part of our live broadcast. Or you can visit off the air starting between noon and 2. Yes, Soundhound, I'm with you. I do listen as I speak. I was doing multiple things at the same multiple things at the same time. Sometimes the mind creates its own Rorschach test. Are you ready, Soundhound? Here is this week's sound. Let me grab it. Got it? Boy, that was easy this week. Here it is. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Once more. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Let's hear from you with your guests on this morning's Soundhound Puzzle.
Have you ever planned to motor west? Take my way, the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66, where it runs from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. OK City is oh so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Well, there's Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget